This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun.
Good morning.
It's not usually the first voice we hear in the morning. Usually we have
what is going on?
Usually we have Woodsy complaining that his microphone sounds funny or echoey.
Does this sound weird?
This on?
Pauly.
Yeah.
Let's go. Why does it sound weird, Mike?
My microphone sounds fine. Pauly, yours appears to be okay as well. I've got an empty chair over here across and to the right of me, though.
Is he late?
One Stephen Woods usually sits.
Did he quit? Did Hannah finally murder him? All three options on the table.
Yeah, we were kind of left. We were left with the balls kind of juggling up in the air last night. Got a late text from Woodsy that indicated there was some sort of non-COVID illness in play at his home. I hate to characterize it, but it sounded along the lines of a food poisoning.
That's the vibe that I got.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was feeling as well. And we got a solid, maybe, probably not going to come in this morning. And then nothing since then. So let's just wish our very best to our colleague Stephen Woods, and hope that he starts feeling better. Maybe he'll get up in an hour and decide he feels great, and we will see him. But I'm not counting on that now this morning, Paul.
That's probably not going to happen.
It was very weird because I walked into the studio this morning and it was dark.
Yeah.
There was no Woods, no Paul, and going, you know, if they didn't show up, there wouldn't be a show, because I have no idea what to do over there on this.
Would have been a fun Friday experiment.
Back in the old days, I probably could have managed on like an analog system running a board. I did it, you know, several times as I was learning the ropes in radio, but our newfangled computer system, I would be completely lost without you,
It's
Paul.
Not even like a new computer system. It's just modern. It's been built in the last, I don't know, 10 years.
I learned on something that was built like 50 years ago. So
like this has light up buttons and looks really nice.
Well, I had light up buttons on my old system as well. They had little light bulbs actually in them.
I remember those light bulbs at the old station.
They were always going out, so you never knew whether they were working or not. But
like that board was probably built in the 70s.
Yeah.
And yes, it had light bulbs that theoretically would light up, except they were always broken.
And you could never find the engineer to replace them, nor was that high on their priority list, even if you could find an engineer to replace them. So you said you woke up and it was one of those mornings that just kind of everything goes wrong. Obviously, getting that text from Woods when you woke up probably was part of that. Was there other elements to this morning that didn't go well for you?
Well, like when I hear you say that back to me, I start to think, well, how much can actually go wrong between, you know, in a matter of an hour, hour and a half?
It's only 5:38 a.m. Right? I mean, there hasn't been that much day for everything to really go south on you yet, Polly.
Yeah, it was just one of those. I mean, again, it started with Wood. I mean, Woods texted us past 11 p.m. I was well asleep by that point. So I wake up, I see that, yeah, I'm probably not coming in today. And that sucks. And then I start to get up and I take my phone off of the nightstand and slips right out of my hand, lands right onto my foot.
Ow.
Barefoot, breaks the case.
Oh, wow.
Which is just
awesome. You got
awesome.
Like iron feet there, Paulie?
Apparently. No, I was ready to go anyways. I needed to get a new one, so there's my excuse. Forgot to get gas yesterday, so I get in the car. I'm like, oh, great. Got
you're
stuff
empty.
For gas now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm already running behind. I wanted to get here even earlier than normal, knowing that Woodsy was out. That didn't happen. Spilled some coffee. It was just, you know, one of those.
Mornings. I would say, other than the text from Woods, my night was actually really good. Shelley and I took a page out of your and Megan's book, The Kings of the Staycation, over there, and did a staycation night last night. Just needed to change things up and stayed down. We've been talking about it with our biggest fan. We stayed down at the Mission Bay Resort last night.
Did you steal the biggest fan prize?
I did, yes. So there's no biggest fan prize this month anymore. No. But we did get to go check it out, and it was actually really, really cool. Shelly's still sleeping there. She said, bed really, really comfortable. So she's happy and warm and sleeping while I'm back at work here this morning. But, yeah, a really cool pool area. We watched the sunset from the hot tub outside, grabbed a little dinner, went on a walk. It was just a nice change of scenery. We've been stuck at home for a while, and it was a nice day to get out, and the weather was, I mean, it wasn't hot yesterday, but it was sunny and it was pretty out, and it was nice to just get a little change of pace for a while.
Hey,
so
you don't have to sell me on a staycation.
What's for you guys? I know, because you've done a few of them since I've known you.
Yeah, I mean,
what's the kind of your appeal? What's your kind of go-to? What are you looking for in a staycation spot?
We have, I would say, 2 to 3 local hotels that we rotate between, the three that are just our favorite places to go. And it's usually just to get a weekend away, weekend away from the dogs, nice, clean room, king bed, all that stuff. And we don't like go out to do a whole lot. We're not, all right, let's get zoo passes, and then next day we'll go to SeaWorld.
You're not tourists.
We're not going to be tourists for the weekend. It's really just to get out, get some relaxation, a little change of scenery, and ultimately, if I had to name 10 places in the United States that I'd want to vacation in, San Diego's pretty high on that list already.
I know what you mean, because I really do love to travel, actually. Even the part that people hate, the hassle part, the go to the airport, the check in. I kind of like the whole experience, the fascination of getting away, but especially
neither of us are travel people.
Especially since the pandemic started, though, just the added the restrictions and not knowing if things are going to get canceled on you, and obviously the flights and, you know, the masks and everything. It's been hard, so we haven't really been able to do much traveling the last couple of years, like the rest of the world for the most part. So we just decided, well, let's try doing something here like a staycation. But I do like traveling. I'm one of those weird people that, like, airports fascinate me. Just the comings and goings and the monitors and the checking in and the flights that are going and coming from all
interesting people.
Different directions. Yeah, interesting people.
I worked at the Seattle airport when I was in high school.
You did? I did not know this.
You didn't know that?
So what was your job at the airport?
I worked for a cruise line, and my job was at the airport. And so part of the job
people fly in from other inland places.
You know, Gary and Marcia Woods want to go on an Alaskan cruise. They're from Dallas. They got to fly into Seattle, and then they will be shuttled down to the pier downtown to get on their cruise and go for a weekend or a week, whatever cruise they're going on. And so potentially my job could have been like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, usually weekends when I was in high school. And maybe greet people as they land, help them to their shuttle, all that kind of stuff. Just a, you know, concierge.
You were like a facilitator for the cruise arrivals in Seattle. I'm sure there's a similar Paul Reindl here in San Diego
probably.
That does the same thing. You airport, it's just a couple minutes away. You go down to where the cruise lines dock. You board your cruise down to Mexico instead of Alaska.
Like,
you're going down to Mexico.
I wasn't like a lifeguard on a cruise ship or anything like that. Never even got near a cruise ship, but we just stayed at the airport. It was really, I mean, it was fun in high school.
Did you work for the cruise line? Did you work for
I worked for like Princess Cruise Line.
Okay.
Yeah. And
so you didn't, they didn't give you as an employee, like, hey, and at the end of the year,
take a free
cruise somewhere.
You had to accumulate enough hours in a year to get like a free cruise or a 50% off a cruise. And, you know, we were part-time.
You were part-time high school students.
Yeah. Summer jobs. And they usually would give us as many hours as we wanted during the summer, but, you know, cruise season started in like May, so we would start even when we were in school, and it'd go into September, and we'd work weekends. And when you're, you know, 17 years old, like, it's a job that I would never do now. I don't think I'd physically be able to, because part of the job was also getting into the airport at like 7 a.m. on the weekends when people are returning from their cruise. And we would just wait in that big empty parking lot where the buses would come through. And, oh, here comes a bus. That's one of ours. And, like, the bus would pull up, and we would have to unload all the luggage from the bottom of that bus. And you're like, it's hot. The engine's running. You're crawling inside there to pull all the luggage out. Doesn't matter when you're 16. Not happening in your 30s, at least. And it was, you know, we'd have these big push carts if anybody was, like, older and couldn't push all their luggage. Why people travel with more luggage than they can carry, it's never been me. I've never kind of been able to figure that part out.
Although I will say, if you're going on an Alaskan cruise, my guess is that you have to be prepared, even in the summer. You said hot, so you got to wear... You gotta have the hot clothes.
Yeah.
But you're going up, you know, on the water.
Excursions
it's windy.
Are like, you get to go, they will dock the cruise ship, and you can get out and walk on these glaciers. And
yeah,
all that.
There's gonna be some cold parts of this cruise as well, so that requires probably extra packing when you go up there. We played the game from Twitter, give yourself a point for things you haven't done, and go on a cruise was one of them, and you guys guessed correctly, or Woodsy did. I have been on just one cruise, actually, in my life, and I was kind of a kid, and our parents took us on the Disney cruise out of, like, the Orlando area and down into the Bahamas, and we didn't do that well on it. There's a lot of seasickness the first night and getting used to it. It wasn't bad, though. I think cruises sometimes get a bad rap, especially now. You hear all the stories. Obviously, norovirus, COVID is, yes, but I would say the vast majority of cruise ships go off without, major illness ravaging these things.
I just think I would be, even on a big-ass cruise ship, I think I'd be a little claustrophobic. I mean, I think most rooms are still pretty damn small.
They're on the small side, yeah.
And then just not being able to do anything off of that cruise ship for the most part. Like, you are on that boat and you're not going anywhere.
These modern ones they're floating cities, though. I mean, you could walk around the entire trip and never, like, visit every part of the ship. I mean, you could keep going forever and with the different, theaters and bowling alleys and gyms and, like, 19 different restaurants and 5 different pools and whatever they have.
It's just, I don't know, for whatever reason, it's never really been that high on my list. And then, I don't know, within the last year or so, my wife and I watched this documentary. I can't remember if it was HBO Max or wherever it came from, but it documented one of those first cruise ships that got, like, hit with COVID. I mean, back in like January of 2020, when we still weren't even really sure what was about to happen. And you see how fast that spreads. It's like a petri dish on that cruise ship. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I'll ever be going on a cruise. I think I'm okay. But teach their own, of course. And, yeah, it was a fun job when I was in high school, but never got to actually go on a cruise.
So we'll do our best here without Woods this morning. And obviously we'll hopefully have a still pretty good show without him.
Shout out to his family.
Well, I don't think Woods is gone. We don't have to shout out to his family
yet. I haven't gotten
yet.
Any confirmation. He said he was. He actually said in his text, "My alarm is set, so I'll try." Sorry, fellas.
The problem is...
He did not text us saying, hey, I woke up, I'm still sick, I'm not making it in.
There are certain things
he might be dead.
That we can do that just aren't going to be quite as good without Woodsy here. And one of them actually involves what would be a shout-out to his family this morning.
Oh,
I want to get to that. Let's check traffic quickly here on 97.3 The Fan. We had a passing of a major musical celebrity overnight. Michael Lee Adai. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Much better known as Meatloaf, died at the age of, what, 70? 75. And this, I feel like, if Woodsy was here this morning, I could just turn him on right now, and he could talk for 20 minutes about Meatloaf.
Both the artist and the food.
Well, that's true. I could talk about food Meatloaf for all day if you wanted, Paulie. The artist Meatloaf, I can't tell you anything really that much about him. I mean, you know, I do anything for love, and obviously I know a Meatloaf song or two. But in terms of the minutiae that Woods would be able to give us this morning on the career, the life, you know, maybe some run-in he had with Meatloaf at a, you know, I don't know, festival or something he went to.
Yeah, I interviewed him once, actually. Really
exactly.
Great guy.
Or maybe he doesn't. Maybe he hates him. Maybe he was one of his least favorite artists, and he'd have opinions on that. Oh, just never liked his music. He'd give us so much on Meatloaf.
We could do an hour and a half on Meatloaf.
We could.
Today.
We really could. And, 74 years old, best known for his Bat Out of Hell album, passed away last night. So we have the world has lost one of the Meatloafs. We still have the dinner. We just don't have the musical artist with us anymore. And I'm sad and sorry for his big fans out there. But really, I'm sorry that we're missing out on all the Meatloaf content that Woods could provide if he was here this morning.
Maybe that's what he ate yesterday, was bad meatloaf.
Do you like Meatloaf?
I'm very indifferent. I don't love it, and I don't hate it.
I really enjoy a good Meatloaf.
Yeah, I think
if it's done the right way. Obviously not the artist, because Paul and I, again, can't discuss.
Could call in and probably give us 10 minutes on Meatloaf, the musician. She, like, loves the music. It's
okay.
Just kind of weird to me. But, you know, we've done, like, turkey meatloaf and regular beef, you know, ground beef meatloaf.
I actually prefer the turkey meatloaf.
I do, too. Yes.
Which is, I think, unusual, because I'm not the kind of person who generally goes with the substitutes. I like the genuine article with most things.
We have really substituted, like, ground turkey into our food making for the last probably couple years now, and it really does taste pretty good, man. I mean, we've used it to substitute for ground beef, basically, and it's a little bit healthier, and it tastes really good. But, yeah, give me a turkey meatloaf all day long.
Yeah, Shelley has an amazing turkey meatloaf recipe that actually I might need to request soon, because we haven't had it in quite some time. It's a little sad that now the legacy, at least for the artist Meatloaf for our show today, because Woods isn't here, is that it just led us to talk about actual Meatloaf. Like, I don't know, why was he called Meatloaf?
Do you like Meatloaf out there?
I mean, I do. Yeah, I like it with mashed potatoes on the side. That's kind of a good combination. But yeah,
I don't have any of the backstory.
I don't know any of this.
Meatloaf.
I'm looking through his Wikipedia page to see if it'll tell me why he's even called Meatloaf, because that's an unusual nickname. I mean,
well,
like, was
it
something like
his first band was named Meatloaf Soul, and that was after a nickname that his football coach in high school gave to him.
Okay.
It was weight.
High school nickname. Kind of a mean nickname.
Yeah.
Because he was a heavy set guy.
If you're a portly fellow, you don't want to be called Meatloaf.
So this show could really be Meatloaf and Meatloaf with executive producer Meatloaf if we had the similar mean-spirited high school coach at the same time. Because he would have called us all Meatloaf.
I was wondering where you were going with that and who was going to be Meatloaf. But
I think we were all going to be Meatloaf in this story.
He took the diplomatic route.
Yeah. So his band was called Meatloaf Soul. So he was like Hootie and the Blowfish. Everyone thought that Darius Rucker was named Hootie.
Right.
But he wasn't. And Meatloaf wasn't actually named Meatloaf in Meatloaf Soul, but he kind of became Meatloaf. And he is now and forever Meatloaf. And rest in peace to Meatloaf this morning.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
But in all sincerity, I've seen a lot of good comments. Other celebrities, artists, people like Sting saying, heck of a guy, amazing talent, going to be missed tremendously. Just, I can't add much to that without the wisdom and expertise of Woods. If he has a true burning passion for Meatloaf, I'm sure on Monday, hopefully, if he's feeling better, we can give him all the time he wants in foreplay to discuss Meatloaf. Or maybe he'd rather just discuss the food like we did over the last 20 minutes. Is this, I guess we at least got to the show, Paulie.
It's
a step in the right direction.
Now we've got
the 3 hours to fill, which is fine. We will talk a little bit about the NFL playoffs, some baseball news out today. We'll set everything up for you when we get started. Ben and Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.